This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Father's Day isn't during school, so, you know, here's like a Hershey bar. Give this to your dad, like, now and tell him it's for Father's Day.
Make sure you bring your dad a glass of iced tea when he's in his Lazy Boy.
Or a beer.
Right.
Yeah, a beer, you know, because all of us just
swizzle. That's all we do.
So that's what we do.
Class is in.
Ah, the magic of digital. The magic of digital. Did you listen to last week's show?
Yes.
I loved last week's show. Sounded a lot like the week before's show.
Kind of did, huh?
Yeah, I loved last week's show. Well, we'll see what we can do about this week. Hey, welcome to Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Burns. What's your name?
Chad P.
I'm a father. Are you a father?
I am.
Did you guys know that this coming Sunday is Father's Day?
Well, I did.
Huh? Father's Day?
Hint, hint.
Huh? Hint? Father's Day? I already have my present.
Me too.
Yeah, that's, we already got them early. So unless you're listening to this on Sunday, then it sounds like we got it on the right day. But we're recording the show on the Monday before Father's Day, and I already have my Father's Day present.
Yeah,
what was yours?
I got a digital camera.
Digital camera. Mm-hmm. A video camera or a
video
still?
Video camera.
Now, did you just simply say, I want a digital video camera, and they just gave it to you?
No, not at all.
Oh, really? It was a present?
It was a present.
Wow.
I told them to surprise me.
Wow. See, I've been married now pushing 23 years. Mm-hmm. We've just given up on that whole thing. She just came up to me and said,
what do you want
for Father's Day? I'd love a laptop. Just tell me what kind. This! And I printed it out from the Best Buy website. And I'd have the, okay. And as a matter of fact, she just kind of said, why don't you just go buy it?
Perfect.
Couldn't you just at least put it in a box and wrap it up so I could go, ooh, when I opened it?
Kind of takes away from some of the factor.
Yeah, I just went out and bought it myself and just set it up. I was very happy. But it's Father's Day. See, Mother's Day, everybody loses their minds. Father's Day, people don't, know, here, Dad, here's a half a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, where'd the other half go? I smoked them.
Oh, so, right.
Here, Dad, take them. So we're going to, for an hour, talk about Father's Day, where it came from and all of that. And I'm telling you, I'm not playing Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
Why?
Because it's a dumb Father's Day song.
Dumb Father's
Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
Yeah.
He's awful. And his son, at the end of the song, is awful as well. Why do people listen and like that song?
Because that's what they're supposed to do.
No, they're not. They're not supposed to be like the guy in the song.
That's the Father's Day status quo, man.
No, it's a terrible song. I'm not going to play it. And no, I'm not saying that just so at the end I'll go, oh, okay, I'll play it. No, I'm not playing it. Here's one that's more Father's Day. It's Bob Seger, Come to Papa. See? Father's Day. Rock School.
If the sun ain't shining bright, and the moon will shine for you tonight.
My music selection will get better. I just figured that had Papa in the title, and I wanted to play a rock song.
Bring any Biggie Smalls?
I did not.
Papa.
I did not. Okay. Let's see if the stereotypes hold true.
Yeah.
The number one meal on Father's Day is barbecue.
Oh, it is?
It is. What did you think it was?
Steak and taters.
Steak and taters? Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. But the number one meal on barbecue, or number one meal on Father's Day is barbecue prepared by the father.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Once again, can you imagine Mother's Day where you look at mom and go, what you making, mom?
Yeah.
What you making? I'm making my way to the car so you can take me out for something to eat.
Yeah, really. These days, for Mother's Day, you got to have a budget.
That's right.
You really do.
Right. A new dress, uh-huh. A nice place to go.
Mom, I've been saving up since February for your Mother's Day. Just February.
Yeah, that's right. And they walk around at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to buy your mother a rose? And if you say no, they look at you, heathen.
Yeah.
Heathen.
Yeah.
She's not my mom. She's my wife.
Oh.
If you're at a restaurant on Father's Day, you know, what are you doing here? Why aren't you making barbecue? And another thing, are we as fathers expected to be in a lazy boy all day?
Yes.
A recliner?
Apparently so, yeah.
I don't own a recliner.
I don't either. And if I did, I wouldn't spend 25 hours a day in one.
And we're supposed... Stop!
They said that at my church last week. We're going to take all the chairs out on Father's Day and put them nothing but recliners in here. Like, why? So we can live up to the stereotype that we're all lazy? Sit down, you bum. You don't do anything.
You're dead. You're supposed to gain a gut
right
at this point in time.
It's horrible.
I actually like to move. I like to be a rolling stone. A rolling stone, because wherever I lay my hat is my home. Here you go.
Nice
Temptations.
Segue.
Oh, thank you. I figured I'd roll right into that one. Here you go. Temptations. Papa was a rolling stone as we do Father's Day. Rock School.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Shoot.
I'm sensing a little bit of bitterness here regarding Mother's Day. Are you bitter regarding Mother's Day?
No. I just wish they were two equal holidays.
Uh-huh.
Because on Mother's Day, the kids go nuts. Because at their school, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. Got to make stuff. Got to get things ready to go.
It's true.
You know, here, take your hands, dip them in paint. And then right in the middle of the two handprints, we're going to make a nice little thing. Father's Day isn't during school. So, you know, here's like a Hershey bar. Give this to your dad like now and tell him it's for Father's Day.
Make sure you bring your dad a glass of iced tea when he's in his lazy boy.
Or a beer.
Right.
Yeah, beer, you know, because all of us just swizzle.
That's all we do.
So that's what we do. Since you brought it up, ready for this statistic?
Yeah, go ahead.
What percentage of American families will celebrate Mother's Day? What percentage of American families will celebrate Mother's Day?
A lot. I'm saying in the high 90s.
Yes, 96% of American families will celebrate Mother's
here
Day.
Here it comes.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
Let's turn this puppy around. What percentage of American families will celebrate Father's Days? Faja's
dirty,
Days.
Dirty, sleazy Americans.
Faja's Days.
Let's say 75.
Oh, are you close?
Really?
But you shot high.
Oh, I did?
72.
What?
72. Fully one quarter, a little bit plus, will simply not celebrate Father's Day. You know why?
Because
no
they
recliner.
Think we're a bunch of dead... No recliner.
That's right. No recliner.
Because they think we're a bunch of deadbeat dads.
That's probably it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. There's no such thing as a deadbeat mom.
No.
Deadbeat dads.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story of a father and a son relationship that all hinged on the name because he named his boy Sue.
Oh, no, you didn't bring a boy named Sue.
I did. It's a good story of a mother and a father and, well, the mom wasn't around. Johnny Cash, Rock School.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left.
I'm actually glad you played that song.
Boy Named Sue?
Yeah, because it gives us an opportunity to let all parents know that you don't have to get creative when you're naming your child. You're just setting him up to get beat up in school. Don't give the school bully any more ammunition than he already needs. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Right?
No,
you know?
I was never a school bully, but then again, my name's Joe.
You're all right.
Yeah. I didn't really have much of a name you could make fun of, and the stuff that they used just wasn't very good.
So you don't have to get creative. You're not... Oh, look how creative we got whenever we came up with his name. You are just making it really, really bad
for
Junior in school.
When we did it, my son when we adopted, obviously, so we got to choose the sex of the child straight away.
Yeah.
And that was one of the seals of the deal. I didn't want to become a parent. And my
you didn't?
No, not really.
I didn't know that.
No, and it was one of the things. Now that it's happened, I can't imagine not being.
Sure.
But my wife kind of sealed the deal by saying, we can have a boy. I know, go ahead. You sexist idiot. Yeah, I know. But she said, and you can name him. And all I wanted was a single name, a single syllable name, and blatantly male. Uh-huh. It was either going to be Max or Sam. One of the two.
See, and I can't imagine Max not being Max.
Well, I can't either now that he's had the name for 6 years plus, but it had to be a blatantly male and single syllable name. But, you know, and the reason Sam didn't get chosen was because my mother, his grandmother, said, you can't name him Sam.
Why
not? Because my neighbor had a dog when we were growing up named Sammy, and all I could think of was the dog. I said, well, okay, we'll
that's
go with
the
Max.
Other thing. You know, we don't have to get off on that, but Jacob was not my first choice. I wanted his name to be Justin.
Yeah.
I went to homecoming with Justin.
Oh.
So?
Well,
all right, what about this? No, my friend had a... they can think of anything.
They get into it. They, your wife, they?
Yeah.
So she's a they.
No, I'm not a polygamist.
Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show over there in Tiger Country.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where everybody celebrates Father's Day.
That's right. I like it. 100%. Get us on Facebook. Search Rock School Radio Show and like us. You really like us. Back in a minute, all you fathers out there. Rock School. You know how everybody gets flowers on Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Did you know you're supposed to wear flowers on Father's Day?
Huh?
There is an official Father's Day flower. It is the rose.
What?
People who are not fathers are supposed to wear flowers for their fathers on Father's Day.
So wait.
Have you ever heard that before?
No. So the Father's Day flower that the father does not wear.
Right. You're supposed to wear flowers on Father's Day in honor of your father.
Well, what color?
If the father is still alive, you wear red.
What?
If the father has passed, you wear white.
Oh, wow. Don't mix the colors up.
There you go. Yeah,
what are you
that would
to
be
say?
Bad. So what happens is this coming Sunday, we're recording this on a Monday again. So this coming Sunday, when your family heads to church.
It's supposed to look like a gigantic wedding.
Well, I guess you're supposed to wear like your wife would wear like a wrist corsage and your son would wear a lapel. They would both wear a red rose. They're supposed to wear roses for you as their father.
Okay, then answer me this.
Okay.
After we get finished with church, we're going to a crawfish boil for my dad.
Yeah.
So at that point, do I need to put my rose on?
That's right.
For him?
You would wear red rose for your father.
Oh, this is confusing. Who wears roses to a crawfish boil?
I don't know, but just... Do you think that would enhance the taste of the crawfish? Just throw them right in there. Here you go. From the number ones, it's James Brown. Papa Don't Take No Mess, Part 1. Rock School.
Heavy funk. Hot, hot, hot. And bam.
Bottom of the hour on Rock School. Let's take a break from all this Father's Day talk before I go out this afternoon and buy 3 Father's Day cards for my dad. One for me, one for my son Max, one for my daughter Isla. Because if I'm doing it, he'll be actually more happy to get one from the grandkids.
Ah.
Yeah, he from his own words, I'm 80 years old. I've gotten 80 cards from you. 81 will just not be all that great, but the grandkids I like. So, and by the way, nearly 95 million cards will be sent this year in the United States. Father's Day is the 4th largest card sending occasion here in these United
Rank
States.
Rank number 4, huh?
Rank number 4.
Well, I bet I know what's ranked ahead of us.
Yeah, I bet moms. Monday, June 13th through Sunday, June 19th. Welcome to 7 Days and 70 Seconds. Chad has Monday go.
June 13th, back in 1958, Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart both graduated from Antelope High School in California. I wonder what their mascot was.
I would assume an elk.
Maybe a snake.
Tuesday, June 14th, 1981, the Los Angeles No Nukes concert happens, starring Bruce Springsteen, Gary U.S. Bonds, and Jackson Browne.
June 15th, 15 years ago, back in 96, legendary singer Ella Fitzgerald died in Beverly Hills at the age of 79. She had suffered from diabetes and had both legs amputated back in 1993.
Yeah, it went bad at the end. Thursday, June 16th, 1982, 38 Special singer Donnie Van Zant is arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma on stage because he drank a beer.
What?
It's a dry town, is Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Uh-oh. June 17th in 1965, the United States was turned upside down when the Kinks arrived for their first tour.
Saturday, June 18th, 1976, 35 years ago, superstar pop group ABBA performs their hit song Dancing Queen for King Gustav XVI of Sweden. You sure it was the 16th? You sure it wasn't Gustav the 18th of Sweden, who was married the very next day? And then Sunday, June 19th, 35 years ago, future Smiths singer Steve Morrissey writes a letter to the editor of Record, Mirror, and Disc magazine asking why they never mention the Sex Pistols. And by the way, Sunday, June 19th is Father's Day.
Yeah.
Hi, coming up now, Elton John from the Tumbleweed Connection. Here's Son of Your Father as we play music for Father's Day right here in Rock School.
I get to turn out in the morning with your leave and with your bed. He and Buddha heard the cock crow as he stumbled out the shade. When a blind don't... So dream it.
Talking about Father's Day here on Rock School. Ever heard of a woman named Sonara Dodd?
No.
D-O-D-D. She's the mother of Father's Day.
Really?
Yeah, apparently she, back in the year 1909, was listening to a Mother's Day sermon and was a person who was raised by her father along with her five siblings. So dad raised six kids.
Yeah.
She basically said, this is silly. There should also be a Father's Day.
How long had they been celebrating Mother's Day up until that point?
You know, I have no idea.
I wonder.
I have no idea.
And why didn't some genius figure out that if moms get a day, that dad should too?
Well, she did right there. Sonora Dodd.
It shouldn't have taken that long.
Well, Sonora figured it out. On June 19th, 1910, that date was chosen to be the first Father's Day proclaimed in Spokane, Washington, where Sonora actually lived. That date was chosen because it was the date of William Smart's birth, her father. It wasn't until decades later that the first presidential proclamation honoring dads was issued in, get this, 1966.
Oh, seriously?
Really? President Lyndon Johnson designated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day.
See, I don't like the date. I don't like the fact that we have to wait till June.
Why? What's wrong with June? It's
because
a nice month.
It is a nice month. Yeah. There's nothing against June. It's just that whenever you're planning to do stuff with your family, you always get, oh, well, we're going to be out of town.
On vacation. Yeah. I'm getting married. Yeah. Father's Day has been celebrated annually since 1972 when Richard Nixon signed the public law that made it permanent. 72. 66 and 72 are the two dates. That's how long it took for fathers to actually be recognized.
Hmm.
Oh, Daddy. Here's Fleetwood Mac. Rock School.
Oh, Daddy. You know you make me cry.
All right, here on the Rock School Radio Show, talking about Father's Day. Love Fleetwood Mac. I love when Christy McVie sings in Fleetwood Mac. Oh, Daddy. Okay, Chad, go ahead. Hit it. What's your best father story? Tell me about your dad.
Oh, best story about my dad? Well, you've met my dad.
Yeah, I have.
He's a grunting outdoor man from down the bayou.
Shakes hands like a vice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he doesn't put up with a lot.
No.
Well, my mom left whenever I was 12.
Yes.
And I chose to stay with my dad because I wanted to go to school and keep up with all my friends. And he said, I have two rules. Keep your room clean and do the dishes because I can't stand dishes. I'll do the laundry. I said, great. I can't stand laundry. And for a little while, it worked. And you know, the room cleaning just wasn't as important to me as it was to him. And he would countless times, clean your room. I don't like to see your room messy. I don't like. Eventually, look, clean your room or you won't have a room to clean.
Uh-huh.
I will put you out of this house. I went to church camp. Okay, we left on a Sunday. My buddy showed up on a Monday. He said, hey, I saw your dad right before I left to come up here, and he told me to give you a message. Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He put you out, didn't he?
You don't have a place to live anymore. And I, Yeah, okay. Well, church camp lasted a week. I went back home. There's three giant garbage bags on the front lawn.
Yep.
And he met me at the door. Where are you going? Going inside to take a nap. You don't live here, bro. Out. I went and stayed with my grandmother.
Really?
For a week. And I went back to him and I said, look, I wanted to talk to you just man to man. Please let me come back. I'll clean my room.
Did you from that point on?
I did. And you know, that, you know, we tell that story, we laugh now. At the time, it wasn't really that funny because I said, yeah, he really did put me out. That was probably the greatest lesson that he could have done for me. Because I have a brother right now. He's 17. He lives with my mom. And she calls me every day. Oh, your brother's driving me crazy. Oh, he doesn't listen. I went,
put him out.
Dad put me out.
Yeah.
And I cleaned my room after that. I appreciate what he did, you know. At the time, it wasn't all that fun. But I look back at it now and I go, thank you for doing what you had to do to get it through to me.
Sure. My dad, he didn't do it that harshly, but when he dropped me off at college, I went to college at 17.
Mm-hmm.
When he dropped me off, he said, you can't live in my house anymore. You have to. That's the way he put it. My mom about killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're done. It's time to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get out of my house. You can come visit, but you may not live in my house anymore. And I never did.
Yeah.
I never did. And I tell students that story, and they're just horrified by it. But what I realized was if I worked at Christmas and Easter and all that in the radio,
mm-hmm.
I could make double and triple time.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, I never did. I was out on my own from 17 on. I either lived in an apartment mm-hmm. or I rented rooms in fraternity houses and such, and I worked the whole way through it.
Cool deal.
Hello, Radio Universe of Dad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Back in a minute to play more songs about dear old dad. Rock School.
Go ahead, Doc. It's your turn. I told my dad's story. Give me some things about Papa Burns.
Okay. My father came from the corporate world.
Uh-huh.
General Motors.
Yeah.
Sold spark plugs. He lived in the world of short, concise things. And he had three statements that he said again and again when I was growing up that drove me crazy.
Okay.
Don't come to me with a problem unless you have a solution.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'd walk up to him, Dad, I'm bored. Do you have a solution to that? No. Then get out of my sight.
Uh-huh.
You know, and to this day, I never go to a human being with a problem unless I have a solution.
Right.
I walk up to him. This bothers me, but I think this is how we should handle it.
Uh-huh.
I think that's good.
Okay.
If you're unhappy in your life, change it.
Yeah.
That's his big thing.
Do
you're unhappy,
about it.
Change it. Do not whine at me. If you're unhappy, change it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. His last one was, is the bone sticking through the skin?
What?
He didn't want to hear that little boys got hurt. You know, you fell down, you scraped your elbow, that kind of thing. Is the bone sticking through the skin?
No.
Go play.
Go play.
You know, that kind of thing. I'd fall down. One time I was playing catcher. And I was playing without a face mask.
Uh-huh.
I took the baseball bat right off the center of the forehead.
Nice.
Split my head wide open. Blood's going everywhere. And you know what he said?
What?
Get off the sun porch. You're bleeding off the... You know, I couldn't be hurt, you know, to this guy. You know? Is the bone sticking through the skin?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what gloriously happened my sophomore year when I was playing football?
What?
I got angry at a guy on the field, and I punched him in the face mask with everything I had.
Wow.
I broke my hand, and guess what happened?
The bone stuck out.
The bone came through the skin. So for once in my life, I could look at him and say, yes.
Guess what?
The bone came through the skin.
I actually had a run-in with your dad one time. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. You called him and asked for me.
Well, the running gag was back when I was a student is that one day I came to school dressed like you.
Yes.
And someone said we look like father, son. So
right?
The running gag was I would call you dad.
Yeah.
You went out of town. He was at your house. I called your house and he picked up and I said, hey, dad. And he went, nope. Click.
It's right.
He hung up on me.
Yeah.
And I called back, you know. Burns residence. Hey, Dad. No. Click.
Click.
He did it again.
He didn't take too kindly to that.
Oh, man.
No, no. Here's Cat Stevens. This is Father and Son from the album Tea for the Tiller Man. It's the bone sticking through the skin. Hey, guess what, Dad? I was so happy. Required stitches, all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah. Look. Cast for like 8 weeks. Here you go. Rock School.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much. I have to go.
All right, last break on Rock School. We're sitting here discussing more silly stuff that our father actually did.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the best whipping that we took from our father. Different time. You know, that just doesn't happen today. I think I've spanked my kids a total of 4 times.
Yeah.
And only when I had to teach them.
Myself,
you know,
yeah.
My son would not stop running out into the road. He just would not. Max, when my son learned to walk, he walked for about 2 days, mm-hmm. and then he ran. He
ran.
And I don't know why. He had this just interest in the middle of the road.
Look, it's the road.
And, right. He would not stop.
The yellow stripe.
Yeah, and there was just nothing I could do to stop him. And pop!
Had to do it.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do. But my dad had no trouble letting go. I got to tell you what.
Well, I got the majority of whippings from my mom. Yeah. My dad whipped me twice. My mom tells me twice, because one time apparently I was in diapers. I don't remember it. But that second one, I remember that one.
I told my class this story one time. When I was growing up in Cleveland, I smarted off to an old woman down the street.
Yeah?
She popped me.
What?
Took me by the ear, walked me back to my house, told my mom what I did.
Uh-huh.
My mom thanked her. My mom popped me, waited till my dad got home, told my dad what I did.
Ooh.
My dad popped me.
Wow.
So
3 pops.
Yeah. Welcome to the world, you know, of northern, you know, Rust Belt cities. And the kids are all like, oh, my students are like, oh, did you call social services?
Oh.
No, because what social services would have done, hand the phone to your father. Here you go, sir. Did you pop him? Oh, you bet I did. No, good for you, sir.
Didn't you get popped for calling him?
That's right. So, you know, it was just a different time back then. So, in the world of Father's Day cards, sons and daughters will send 50% of the Father's Day cards to their dads this year.
Okay.
20% of Father's Day cards are purchased by wives and their husbands, which means dads will purchase their own
Father's Day cards.
Here, Dad, here's $2. Go get your own Father's Day card.
This one looks good. Send this one to me.
If you do the mathematics, that leaves 30% of cards that will go to grandfathers, sons, brothers, uncles, and, quote, someone special.
Someone special.
I'm assuming that means someone who acts as like a big brother.
Could be.
To a son or a child or what have you. So that's where the majority of the cards
go. I would probably send you a Father's Day card if we were still doing the running
gag. The silly thing where your father.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Time for one more. I'm not a huge fan of this song because I think it plods along. I think it's a little bit slow.
Well, then why are we ending the show on it?
Because in terms of a Father's Day show, it fits. It's Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Ah.
And Art Garfunkel basically pledges in this song to be by his son's side through absolutely anything. And when you become a father, it's just that, you know. You would walk through brick walls.
I would.
For your kid. And that's the one we're going to end on. So this coming Sunday, I'm going to break. No, I'm actually going to go with it. I'm going to grill out.
You're going to grill?
Well, my wife's going to grill.
Oh.
I can't cook food. Even when I pick up a piece of meat, the meat, even though it's been dead and is wrapped in cellophane, it still comes to life, looks at me and goes, "You're not going to cook me, are you?
Are you serious?
Please let her cook me."
Oh, goodness.
No, man. I burn water when I boil it. It's terrible.
Well, come hang out with us, man.
We're
boiling crawfish.
I may really do that. Throw in some big, giant, why can't I come up with it?
Sausage?
Vidalia onions?
Yeah, all
oh,
that stuff.
God, I love Vidalia onions. All right, man. Let's wrap it up. Simon and Garfunkel does it. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Father of Max.
Father of Jacob.
And that'll do it. And father of Isla as well. Class is dismissed.